From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. You know, there's a part of the body that's tied closely to income. It has a big bearing on all aspects of our lives, from romance, even employment, fertility, to heart health. It's our teeth. In Arkansas, dental decay is the state's most common chronic disease among kids. And it's a growing problem for adults, too. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has details.
Willie Freeman says he used to avoid smiling. It was in a way almost no one could see, with his mouth closed. He was embarrassed by his rotten teeth.
I wouldn't go around people, and if I did smile, you know, nobody would see me smile. I would always keep my mouth closed, you know. Now I don't mind smiling, and I wouldn't even have to talk to people because my teeth were messed up so bad.
Freeman is in mostly good health in other ways, but it wasn't until his 50s that he found a free option at Little Rock's Harmony Health Clinic to get his rotting teeth pulled out and replaced with fake ones.
To me, it was a blessing because they did it out of their own heart, you know, because nobody had never done that before, you know, for me anyway. So I couldn't believe they'd done it for me for nothing.
Yet dental health is a challenge in Arkansas, and it's gotten worse. Arkansas Department of Health data shows 64% of Arkansans had cavities last year, up 8% from nearly a decade ago. Overall, just half of state residents have dental care benefits, and those who get theirs through Medicaid are allowed $500 a year. The department's director of oral health, Lindy Bolin, says everything from social life to self-esteem to finances to the state of our bodies is at stake.
Our smile says a lot about us. It's a presentation.
Bolin says people lose their teeth because of diet and hygiene. He says some parents put kids to bed with a bottle, not of milk, but of Mountain Dew or sweet tea.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people in a household, in a poor household, they don't have a toothbrush for each individual. They may actually be sharing the same toothbrush.
He says parents, of course, teach by example.
Some people view teeth as just, well, it's there, and if I get a cavity or a filling or it starts to hurt, I'll just take it out. I can live without my teeth.
And that mentality can rub off on their kids.
You're doing such a good job, Jamie.
On a slow summer's day in June, a children's hospital RV sits parked in a nearly empty Head Start lot in Little Rock, waiting for kids that might drop in for an appointment. A 3-year-old girl sits in a dental chair by 9:30 in the morning. She's the first patient of the day.
Okay, up and big like a lion. Good.
Children's dentist Laura Udog says she performs routine dental procedures for the kids that come on the truck, regardless of their ability to pay. She says some haven't had their teeth cleaned in a while and may have a couple of cavities.
These kids, sometimes they have orange, they have green, they have different shades that, you know, just mean that they have not brushed in perhaps months or, you know, can't even remember.
Do they seem to often have like emotions associated with that?
You know, we'll show them what's on their teeth, and a lot of times they're not aware, and you can tell that they're embarrassed.
Sometimes they're in pain, and their parents are saving the money to get their dental work done. The Arkansas Center for Health Improvement estimates kids who have a visit to the dentist before the age of one spend 40% less on dental repair over the course of a lifetime. Bolin says building these habits young is key, because even dental insurance isn't designed to help people with chronic issues.
Dental insurance is great for those who are already in good shape because it's going to pay for your preventive visits. And if you do have some injuries or decay, or you need one or two teeth fixed, they're going to help offset some of that cost. But for someone who's got major issues, you're going to reach the limit of what that dental insurance is going to pay per year, and then it stops.
While the Affordable Care Act made children's dental health an essential benefit, it did not require states to give adults that care. But Arkansas has made some headway to address the problem. In 2011, the Arkansas legislature mandated statewide fluoridation. Fluoride is a mineral that helps prevent dental decay. The Arkansas Department of Health says 65 to 85% of the state now has fluoridated water. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.